Bradley, Trowbridge.
North Bradley in Trowbridge.
That's right, just outside Trowbridge in Wiltshire.
Yeah,
you're starting
work tomorrow.
Oh, on the
tree.
Yeah, I thought it was to take the pieces to the hospital.
No,
you
got
said
it wrong again.
What happened
to
you?
Well,
that's how
she told,
die. They got a scheme down tennis court.
Tennis court?
Tennis court. For the disabled. A park.
Oh, I know.
But
we have to know if they all get less in. The Superdrug is right on the main, and they've got a great big car park now at the back of the new gallery.
No, it's you know where Debenhams is?
Yes.
You come up from Debenhams a bit.
Yes.
And you got
a turning on the right, you go around the back where the where you get married.
No,
the side,
no. It's up again. Up from there again. Come
yes.
up again.
Yes. What, going towards the Bristol Evening Post or the other way?
No.
Go past
you know where Debenhams is?
Yes.
Then you got the Royal Shops, haven't you?
Yes.
It takes you down to Littlewoods.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
But come back up a little bit.
Yeah.
And
there's a space down there going down there.
You've got that. First of all, going down to the British British Home Stores, haven't you?
Yeah.
Then it's the next turning up.
Yes.
Nearer the CNA up that way.
I know where
we are.
Yeah.
Clear as mud.
Could I
never go out?
Could I follow
this? Have they got that for you to sit in?
Yeah.
Have they?
We
got
pay.
We ain't
paying.
No.
Bloody fear.
I got out of sitting in that.
Don't you get? Do they give you petrol money?
I don't know.
Well, Here, why don't you dress up as Father Christmas? somebody up and put the cars in, looking at his sack, and he put the money in the sack.
Well, there's a bunch of you bloody come down, will I?
No, he'll get bugger all.
Because Joe got another bloody pocket now.
Well, we'll go down, Joe, and we'll wait for him to go into dinner. We're going to dinner with him.
Yeah.
Because he don't pay us, and we pensioners show the book.
What's the sense? Last time you went out bloody dinner, you didn't bloody eat it.
I did.
You did not eat it. It's too bloody hot.
Morning.
It might have been, what do you think it was that? No,
the new
no,
one.
Ensign. Yeah, I think it was he, but I won't be quite sure. And I think it was one of them was number 13, but I don't know the other one. Right in our front window with the torches.
He tried to push out the guy because it went a bit of a shock.
Yeah, he went out, he chased him.
He's quiet by my window, see nobody.
I saw that.
There's murders out here, so
he got the torches and tears down in the
nature. Yeah,
he
got the door.
And I was in and out all night, bloody watching him.
I thought,
see,
it's
bleak,
man,
when
he's in the bingo. And
I don't know why they say this about
being in that car.
Well, Mum thinks
it's quiet.
Me and your father, not a murmur.
He's quiet.
Not a murmur, Brian. Or I Barbara, yes, David.
He's quiet.
Yeah, he came over my house, he was a perfect gentleman. A far bloody protection.
You know, all he said about me is light.
Yeah. Oh. My Pete said, do you mean that quiet man that was sat at the table? I said, yeah, that's quiet man.
Do you reckon
he's quiet? Quiet man.
Yeah, he is at times.
My man friend said, do you mean that quiet gentleman that was sat at the table?
He is quiet at times. And Timmy opens this.
No, you don't know him.
Oh my God, he's Mr. Tree.
I tried that person in your own goal.
She was
like,
him perform
it. You want to get your revenge, she and he. David and I went out the other Wednesday and he said, here you are, dear, a long front door.
So
the
doors do stick together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got one of the
strongest.
I got one of the strongest.
You can argue as best you want with that man.
Well, they agree, they don't argue.
Yeah. Strong talk. Yeah.
Now.
We are the labourers.
We are the labourers.
You're supposed
to start arguing politics.
You're supposed to start stupid ginger twit.
Now, Carl, it was nice and quiet until a certain person come over.
I did. Let's call me that bloody doogie from later.
That's not good.
Where did she go?
Oh, she went out, didn't she?
Where did she go?
She's
drinking out of glasses.
Always got bad bellies when we come back.
Yeah. She's only living in Australia,
isn't she? Told her and told her and told her.
Is it not?
Look at
me now.
He's about rate, is he?
He's marvellous.
81.
No, he's marvellous.
81?
Yeah, you're just for your order.
My dad, and our dad's good, isn't he, for his age? Yeah.
Well, that woman in here the other week said, I couldn't do this thing. She said, I'm sorry, she said, but you're under 65.
Yeah, under 65.
I said, thank you. Make my bloody day that day.
I went to order
77.
Guts.
I said, oh my God, you made
Dad said he's found to know. He said, if she knew Bert Doughton, because he said he'd been dead years.
Well, if I was a nice looking girl then, he'd know me, because I was. I was very.
Oh,
I thought I'd start now. I thought I'd start now. I was very pretty in my days. That's why he married me, for me looks. They lived in Ducie Road when I was born. Who did?
It was a nice looking
Yeah, I know that. You know my mum. Yeah. But that was a compliment. Now you can't bloody deny it.
Yeah,
I've
been waiting to ask you, what did you think of my little flat then?
I've seen it before.
What's been going on there with you two?
Oh,
he's younger than my youngest.
No.
He's younger than my youngest.
Toy boy.
Well, when I'm already,
you're
I looked after him.
I'm all right now.
Looked after him, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't I, Clay?
What did
body mother looked after you?
Who's baking the bleeding bread then?
Who's baking the bread over there then? The fucking baker.
Well, I thought you've got to be on guard.
Yes, you got, Sue starts them off.
Wait till he starts in a minute.
Sue starts them off.
Listen.
Every time
she
walks in
the
bloody
mice
face.
Don't have do no work over there till he goes back.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
It goes on between these two.
Yeah.
Saturday morning, what's on the tape?
Wow.
And then she comes over
by influence.
Here
was terrible.
I must admit, I've never heard Clayton
swear
before.
He said, when I come in you're first.
When I come in you're first, he said to her, didn't he, Betty?
He said, that's a nice lady. He said, you've got something respectable coming there. Watch your mouth. Didn't he?
Yeah.
Said look what you've done so then.
Yeah,
he corrupted you.
Yeah, he corrupted me.
Not bad for 110.
Drink me coffee,
girl. Not bad for 110 cents. When
days.
I'll tell you what was nice. You know that fruit, Dave, in the packet. It was beautiful. I did Peter Crumble on Sunday. It was lovely. Really nice.
What sales price?
Yeah.
Cherry,
47 pence. It was like, you know, like the pie filling you get in the tins, only it was in a silver packet. And it was beautiful.
Is it?
Oh, it
was
Edna
lovely. Does be. What is it?
Cherry?
Cherry.
Oh, cherry.
What's some cherry?
Isn't that funny? Because just, this is true, and I'm going to make one. Yesterday morning on the cookery, man, is it?
Yeah.
He made this ice cream cake.
Baked to last.
She's gone deaf. Seriously, she has.
Nora.
It was her birthday. 66 she was. So in we go. And it's got open to the general public. So this man said to her something about, I can't serve you, I've had a robbery. She said, I don't know why they advertise it on the window if he's not prepared to serve me. And when I looked around, there was all the police taking all the fingerprints. They got a robbery.
She was demanding to be served.
Oh, she didn't know.
But she did.
There's nothing to bloody laugh at.
I cracked up.
Is it, Dave? That's not nice to laugh at that, is it?
I cracked up. She said, what are you laughing at? I said, they've had a robbery.
Oh, she
got embarrassed.
When I look around, there's all the police doing the fingerprints.
Oh, I don't laugh at that.
When he had to stop the car and put the bloody bottle on him.
And I said to my sister, anything happened in your house, you might check on the pavement lane, I didn't know.
He had to stop the car because he was driving.
She said, check on the bloody, because they got a lane there by your house.
So wait till you have a job.
Yeah.
He could have died in the bed.
Well, he could, well, no, I think he unshawled the war. I don't think it was romance. I thought he kept her in chocolates and cigarettes. Oh, she was ever so upset. And he sat there bloody laughing.
I shouted all the force. I said, what Indian battle did he bloody die off?
I was laughing on the phone and because she was bloody
trying to be serious.
All right for you, she said, sat there bleeding laughing. She was going. Of course, you never met her, did you? You like
Nancy? I did. I walked up the road with her, didn't I?
She is worse. Anybody she loves, she'd do.
Everybody.
If I said, I don't like she said, what's bloody matter with her then? It doesn't like she.
She's lovely.
No, but I thought you meant she was stone deaf, because that is a
because your father was deaf.
No, I don't know so much. My husband
laughs.
Anybody stuck her and
you
got to walk away.
Oh, We used to do that at the top of Juicy Road. We used to go up by the bus stop.
You remember Billy? Could you remember Mr. Brady? And he's stupid. And he said, yeah, we come. He did that. Oh, no, he was always on Bartnell. Billy. Remember Billy?
Yeah, you used to carry a stick with
you. Yeah, all that stick twisting the bloody stick.
And he
had that.
And you never knew when it was coming. And he had nicknamed Billy Baloo.
Mine, and when we was young, there used to be
and
a...
And then Tommy on the Wall, remember Tommy,
Tommy on the Wall, yeah. Oh, no, he's bloody fucking all over and over again.
You know across the lane, down in well, off of West Street,
yeah,
where the shows used to be, Billy Baloo used to, Tommy on the Wall.
Tommy on the Wall.
He used there's a pub on the corner, isn't there?
Yeah,
there used to
go in there.
And then there were some flats, weren't there, with the iron railing. But Tommy on the, Billy, that's right, Tommy on the Wall used to live one day. Yeah. And that pub, he picked a bloke up and threw him straight through the bloody pub window.
Did he? Years ago.
He's strong,
and he'd be walking all over the place. You've seen anywhere? Tommy on the Wall, and he'd shout, Tommy on the Wall!
He'd walk along, and all of a sudden he'd go,
Tommy
on the Wall!
Apparently,
the upsetting, he was stood on the shows was there, and he was stood on the corner. And this guy scored a couple of chaps.
Mine was all, we didn't all make fun of him.
He chopped straight through the bloody pub window.
Yeah, he was ever so strong. Ever so strong. Pick anybody up. Yeah. Tommy, yeah.
Where did
he's dead by now, I suppose.
Graham's mother said she did. Down by Philadelphia Street.
Phoenix Street, wasn't it? There was a Phoenix Street.
Oh, I don't know.
Blue Street or something? Was there a Blue Street?
Here, you know, I'll tell you what. Go through Philadelphia Street.
Well, down there somewhere, there was a street called Blue Street or something, Joe.
Where?
Down by Philadelphia Street.
Blue Street.
Not blue. Bleak. No, blue. Bleak. No. Began with a B, wherever it was. I'll ask Graham when he
was. In Philadelphia Street,
anyway,
they always sat on their doorstep when I wore.
Which was Philadelphia Street?
Pardon? You know when you get to Bragg's Lane?
Brother.
Bragg's Lane's still there, isn't it? You know Bragg's Lane? You know when you go down Clarence Road?
Yeah.
The police station's there, isn't it?
Trinity station's there now.
Yeah. Well, what we used to do is go down there and then
come
up. And Bragg's Lane is, you know, Shepherd used to be.
Yeah.
If you go through there by Shepherd, then you come out up there, cross like that.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Go over there, and that was Philadelphia Street.
That's right.
That's right.
This chip shop I lived in.
And Audrey, my mate, her mother kept one of the pubs down there, didn't she?
Down where?
Down the. On the corner of
she kept that pub on the corner where I was talking
was
about. Yes, no, that was one of the pubs.
Her name was but then she married again, didn't she?
Did you know
Tom? Yeah. In Bartnell?
In Richmond Street.
No.
Do I know, I know
Tommy
name.
And Lily. Nine children.
That's right, I did, yeah, that's right.
That was my friends. And the
did you know the
no, I can't
say
I know
there, but I knew the whole.
I lived on the end of Jarvis Street.
Yeah,
Queen Anne Road.
On a chair with your stomach all out here. On a wooden chair.
She used to stand on the street.
Kiss over the sink.
Never!
Snuffy did used to do that. Yeah. She walked down the road and just stand over the sink because they wore their drawers. It was like two pieces. They showed them on the telly the other day.
They did.
No, it was three traders, that was.
And there was a smart.
Three traders, that was. Wasn't it, Beth?
I knew that.
Three traders.
Before she was married.
My Uncle Albert, he was horrible. He wouldn't give you nothing. Ever since tonight.
When I drove it back down there?
Because I wonder if it was. smart. She pinched my bloody wages.
I know.
Oh, what was her name?
May Smart. Yeah.
No, not May.
Her name was Smart.
It was Auntie Elsie, Uncle Robert, one daughter, Margaret.
No. Oh, no, it was May.
Margaret. She's coming to this. Do we're going to? I haven't seen her for about 40 years.
Well, you'll see her then.
Margaret.
When did you
do?
January.
January.
Saturday.
Our best dress. Yeah,
on
Saturday.
Yeah,
you've
got to
wear
them.
What was he wearing when we
goes
out to dinner?
Then we'll holiday.
Where are you going?
Where are you going?
She ain't.
Her up.
She's not.
Yeah.
No, she's not. No, we go on walkers, no circulars.
Where are you going?
You're coming out.
Where are you going? What have you?
Yeah, first time we had a bit you fell.
I booked
on
my mum for dinner. She's coming out.
Well, I'm not going then, Betty.
We're not going out.
Yeah.
You know,
she's
not.
I think Betty
out
the way.
She
shall go.
Where is it?
Where are you going?
Don't tell everybody
where we're going.
Where's that to?
You pay
for mine as well.
Not for mine.
We're
going on our own bet.
Where's that to?
I'm
going to
give
me
£10.
So I'm going to save it.
She's going to have a look at her
card, Mr. Willis.
Well, if she gives you £10, leave your money in there.
Bye. Elm Tree Wear. Where is it, Dave? Where is it?
Down at her.
I should do it.
You mean down
the chucker?
It's all in there.
Yeah, she's got it in there. We had a bill when it
was. I spent hers while she got in there, so
that. Elm Tree, tell me, where is it?
I ain't going to
High Street, is it?
No.
Panama Street?
Yes. Well, we've booked our dinner, she can't go.
I've booked her in.
Yeah, but we've booked what we want. If you haven't booked her dinner.
I have, I've booked her dinner and all.
I bet that's a bloody cheek.
What's she having?
That's a bloody cheek. To invite people that we're not, four of us was going, now they buggered the lot.
No, it's five. No,
what's she going to walk behind? No, there was a reason for it.
You let her go in my place?
No, there was a reason for it. There's a reason for it.
I'm going now.
They want two old people to go. So, Wendy thought of her mother to go with you.
Oh, that's not very nice to say to her. I wouldn't say that to that lady.
She's 55.
Unless you ring up the Elm Tree tonight and say, can someone out once come in?
Well, I guess somebody to show you how we used to do it, didn't we?
Well, I don't use knife from Dave. Dave, whereabouts is it? Up through Hannum Street. I'm at the last Nance to come in.
Yeah. Turn down the blue ball.
All the merrier.
Down by the blue ball, yeah.
Go on.
The end of the road and turn right.
Well, it's down towards the church.
I checked her in at our
camp,
but she didn't walk off. Arnaud, I'm bleeding going to get over there. That'd be your words.
Well, they'd go to crabs.
Oh my God, Arnaud's getting with Eve on a no sheet.
Oh, they sit together.
Oh, my God.
And look, one word of warning.
Yeah.
When you go in there, I will want no bad language.
I shall.
And I want you to be in a shop.
Behave myself when we took you out?
She wants the same.
Oh, I bloody did, didn't I? But Annie did, didn't
he? He wants a karaoke lunch.
Who was shouting about? Oh, I burnt my bloody mouth.
I did say bloody, did I?
We having wine on the table, girls?
They don't drink.
Oh, I do like a fish.
Edna don't drink nothing.
Oh,
don't you?
No.
Nor
do I.
It's like medicine. Lemon. What's it? We have some bitter lemon.
Oh, remember? We get a drop of box going now.
And I have a drop with me. Who's taking us? Here, what should we all can't get in one car.
David,
is she bloody walk if she wants to come?
No, I've asked David nicely.
David said to us, there's Anne and you in the back, and Wendy, three, and there's Betty in the front. Fair enough. She got the bus. Let Pete take her.
She get in the boot.
Well, that'd be better still, shut her in.
That's nice.
Well, so I feel towards it.
It's
upset the lot now, haven't she? She'll upset a bit. You bloody won't say nothing, but you'll say when she's gone.
Oh, she got upset us.
You'll say, you won't send it to her a bit. Well, what's wrong with her then? Let's come from.
Oh, bloody hell.
I thought that
was
over the
have you asked her an answer? Yeah, show her what she's done.
So she's still. Do. Sat here in the bloody chair is going,
He's gone off with Joe.
Come with Joe.
I wondered if he'd gone. I didn't see
him. Well, what's worse things Joe's gone?
Well, I knew Joe was gone. I've never seen Clayton go.
Do you think they'll be back to dinner?
No. Got to be fish and chips.
Well, Joe's aside, you've took me right off now, haven't you? You feel like that, don't you? Yeah.
Well, they might have been
tricky. Because we were going to invite Ugly, weren't we? Because, I mean, we all make it up like Christmas.
Oh, Ugly, Wendy. Yeah. We
can correct
them,
Ugly. You can go and pick her up.
Yeah, I think it was a bloody Halloween party.
No, how am I going to get around there? I got a bloody walk. Joe will take her.
Oh, look how I look, thank you.
There you are.
You thought I was going to leave it then, poor old chap.
Well, I was going to wear that all the time. I can't stop a bloody face on it now.
You have it.
That's the... Look at her. Joe will have a little gold chain in her stomach.
She's been a lovely
job. Well, I don't know, maybe a bit off, I guess.
You're always a bit smart when you go out, don't she?
Nah.
You do?
Yeah, she was very classy then.
Better tell you, but I'm not mean. When they come over our house, I always give them some clothes.
She never invited I over there.
You could have come.
She never said. That's you in the doghouse now. She's all underhanded, you.
Oh, my God.
They do.
What are you doing in all Europe?
I don't know about that.
She don't have a nice
pension place.
Don't have a
nice
pension's place.
Who don't? I know she don't.
Well, what do you
want
to
invite
you for?
Because she wants me for a friend, that's okay. She don't.
What's he for a friend? Bloody hell, give over.
Jesus.
Your husband might be all right for a friend, but
I've been with him 54 years. Look, if you want another.
Yeah, look who's staying then.
Hold on, 55.
Yeah, 55.
The poor chappy, he hasn't got a penny in his bloody wallet.
I hadn't changed him for all the bloody rice in China.
Oh, my dad would have been married 58 years.
There you are, see?
Wrong, man. He hasn't got a penny in his bloody wallet.
No.
He hasn't got a penny in his pocket.
He wants a pound, I give him one. Like that.
He had a penny in his bloody pocket, poor old chap.
No, yeah.
He had a walk all the way up bloody Kingswood.
I said, do you mind me going out to dinner? He said, no, you're going to enjoy yourself. And I'm sorry I put the money on the table.
Yeah, but the thing is, you says he's got no money in his pocket, but I bet he don't go without
nothing. He's got plenty of love, that's what I want.
I bet he don't go without nothing. I bet she makes sure he has everything.
I don't. Poor old chap. He cooks. He cooks. He cooks. Why haven't you been to old Smitty?
That's the last bleeding cottage pie he's had.
Oh, just so long as it was. The town was too bloody hot.
Has he ever cooked a pie that comes out of the oven cold?
He made it cold!
I said, eat what he's hot.
Yeah.
You've
been last night cook my dinner. Oh, he did liver and bacon casserole. I said, oh, Pete, it's hot. He's going to shoot
again.
Oh,
that was good.
My dinner every Wednesday.
I thought we were supposed to be having one this week.
No, I changed my mind this week. I bought some, what is it you was round, what you had run when we had dinner, when we went out to dinner?
Scampi.
I've been and bought some scampi.
Oh, I got some for you in the cupboard.
Mm. Oh, have you? Oh, lovely. Well, you want
yes,
this?
I am.
Oh, I
got to see this.
That's for dear husband.
It's for her.
Thing.
Oh, I'm not funny. I scrubbed the char out this morning. Joe said, remember the marmalade? Oh, thank you, Bob.
Joe buys a jar of marmalade for me when I sleeps up there.
I like on toast more. And he only said this morning, he said, don't forget the marmalade, he's chucking the jar out. Yeah, we're asking.
Poor pensioner.
Yeah, poor old pensioner.
Got nothing to go on her toast.
Yeah, well, we got our £10 this week, so we're not very too bad.
Guess
our
annual. You haven't got it. He told me yesterday.
Who did?
Sure.
And that's different what he told us.
He said, she's not having the £10 bonus because I paid for the meat.
Well, you're only paying all that's the year round for the meat, are you? Don't mean that.
Well, that's what he said.
Now, every year I spend it on the children we have. We both chucked it there and spent it on the kids. But this year, we haven't. And he said to me, he said, we have our £10 this week. I said, no, you're wrong. I said, we don't have it till a bit nearer. I didn't think so.
Yeah, you'll have it this week.
I didn't think so. Yeah. And he said, I suppose it'd be in with the wages.
I thought they've had his ready.
Yeah, but it's the sort of same week. I thought Bet got it as well. I reckon that's wrong.
Do you have £10 each?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice then.
Only when you're 65 or whatever it is. Yeah, but you, I don't see
why she got it on invalidity. She's
young. Yeah,
that's what David got.
Yeah,
you
get it on invalidity. Yeah, but don't the wife get it?
No, because he's only got. If he had separate books, she would.
Oh.
But Dave's only got one book.
But if Bet was on invalidity, she'd get it.
Yeah, give her out. Yeah, oh, you Dave, give her up.
No.
Oh, bloody hell.
Joe won't give you up.
Like that, eh?
Joe won't give you up, will he?
Joe gives me it all the time.
And he said he got me lifted on off. And he said he got me lifted on off.
Well, he did,
but
he
managed
to
get some
chips on his way
waiting. What Cherry doing her knitting?
Yeah!
What a relationship.
Anyway, cost money ain't no thing, is there? Good luck today, they got it.
No, well, the poor bugger didn't have a penny in the pocket.
Never did he, Agnes, in his empty one like that. And he said, but it was so funny, he took 50 up with him, because yeah, I bet he told you about the money back and all that. And he's
well, he's been so
£60. He thought, Christ, he said, I was bloody lucky. He said, I have the. I said, well, David, if you've gone out.
And he had a point,
right? And he said, I saw a bit of the cards.
Did he get you back some papers?
Yeah.
I don't know, I hope so.
Well, what's in this here then?
Let me make me stars.
Who's going to do it, Ron?
Look up. Yeah. What's your son then?
Go like that with the paper. Do shame, bro.
What's your son?
Sally, go.
Oh, not have the mirror or the star.
That's all right.
What's
the
matter with Sally then?
She's serious, isn't it? All this money.
Shame. I'm
body work yesterday. She told her that.
There's an awful lot of
dirt in sickness. She went round there. No, she left the morning. She felt bad. She had to struggle over
some
of
it.
She phoned the doctor. She got up. She can't get an appointment to tonight.
David!
Is she going to work?
Stop running. I think she phoned in and said she, because she's...
She's silly and she's a doer.
Attending or helping with a charity function seems likely. Legal, tax and business matters are prominent.
That's handy. They bring envelopes round. They put their big envelopes round.
No.
This is mine. What's yours?
Aries.
Same as Keith.
And RJ. And you may be giving a friend or neighbour a hand with some social event they are planning. Be careful of losing money or credit cards while out shopping. Your interest in your value special subject could help you with your career. A meeting this month may solve problems with high finance.
You're more right there. You're more right.
At times you may feel a bit down or out of touch with those around you. However, money matters need your attention, and a new business venture is also worth thinking about. Decorating or maintenance your home is necessary. A telephone call will bring surprising news.
Oh, lovely.
Very nice.
Yeah, what's mine? Yours? The bull. Taurus, the bull.
What are you, Mum? Cancer.
Gemini. Be firm with people who impose upon your generosity or time too often. Some of you will be planning a party. Dealing with people overseas, perhaps planning a visit is also to the fore. Family matters feature and reunions are likely. Someone you care about will feel happier.
Bullshit.
I haven't read you the rest of mine because you're laughing. You may have to make an important decision. Your love life seems to flourish and proposals of marriage are in the air. Attend to Christmas preparations concerning children and pets.
Oh, well, you've done that.
He's going to propose over Christmas.
Oh, Pete, look, you'll be all right. You're going to be all right, Pete.
What did Walter only say to him the other night?
What do you want for Christmas, Pete?
Read the start.
Dinner.
You should
we
go to her wedding?
Yeah, oh, wedding, Ern. Oh, actually, don't ask her.
I ain't getting married no more.
Get on. Love him and leave him.
Mum just bought me a lovely red for me bed.
Red bedding.
She's good to me, my
lovely.
Do you
want to
see it?
What's your picture of your room? Bloody labour colour.
No,
that.
Yeah, show your room.
That's why she gave me over. You're putting it in, bloody bed.
No, she got blue on her in the moment.
Oh, that's all right then. Yeah, that's all right.
Mine in the star. Mine. Other people will be making changes today and you may feel put out that you have not been consulted. However, it will pay off if you curb your famous temper. The new rules will actually work in your favour, so go with the flow.
It's a little bit hard to understand that, isn't it?
Aries. No.
Well, it is for you.
It is for me, because my brain goes a bit.
Why?
Well, I just couldn't see through it.
Say.
Read it again, I couldn't see through it.
Other people will be making changes today and you may feel put out that you have not been consulted. Well, that should be your story.
No, she's already bloody done it, telling me you
that's
were
she
was
out for her
this is my story. Yeah, she was out, yeah.
This is my story. Yeah. However, it will pay you to curb your famous temper. The new rules will actually work in your favour, so go with the flow.
I think that's a pretty good
smart. You felt under more than your fair share of pressure lately.
Yes, she has. Yes.
But at least stress will begin to ease at work, and you will feel free to turn your attention to other areas of life at last. Remember, they are just as important.
Actually, she's got a bigger night.
Yeah. Taurus.
Who's Taurus?
That's me. That's my new friend.
Oh. I'm in, Bert. I'm in.
I know.
Chat later, but I went and gone out.
Let's be happy for all the trouble and strife is behind you. Today is a golden glow today a golden glow begins to settle over all of your relationships, and during the next month, many of you may be thinking of making serious commitments. Winter weddings are very well started.
Ooh, winter weddings.
Yes, it's me.
Oh, it might be you.
Aries, same as Keith and Dave, and not James.
I know, James.
And right. Dave's.
You are at your most confident this afternoon, and so this is a time when you should ensure that your voice is heard where anything important is concerned. This evening you will prove moderately good for romance.
Oh my god!
No.
You show Edna your
You got a rubber, but Annie, it's signed up.
You look yours?
I never seen her watch even.
Oh yeah, before.
Oh, I haven't seen it either.
That's nice.
You didn't know about them for Christmas.
Yeah, we always
did. Did you didn't know about her watch for Christmas?
We're getting lucky back these days, isn't it?
Didn't you have a watch?
What did you say?
Surprising we didn't get the bloody
Didn't you have a watch
for these days?
Didn't you give me a watch? Oh, where's got they from?
Oh, Mum got them.
Over famous names.
Oh, what is it? Liqueurs,
Don't you?
No. Right, Wendy, judging by the reactions you get today, there is absolutely nothing to suggest that certain people...